Hi, I'm Dwayne Brown, and I'm going to be your host for what we're calling Tech Thursdays here on SoulCastStudio.com. Is that the right name?
That's it.
Very good. We're going for more of an informal approach than what you see on TV these days. We've got programs on TV that probably 90% of them focus on the home computer and what you can do with your computer. Well, you know what? Life isn't all about computers. There's a lot of other things out there. It may be centered around the computer, but there's stuff that happens that you don't need the computer for, or that you may want to use the computer as an auxiliary component to what you're doing in real life. So we got things like, television. Everybody watches television these days, but what kind of TV are you watching on? Is it a DLP, a PLP, a LCD, a CRT, an FET? Acronyms go on and on and on, but we're going to try and talk about what's different about them, and not debunking or criticizing one technology or the other, but what technology might be right for you based on what you're willing to spend, based on how you watch TV, and most importantly, what you like to watch on TV, because believe it or not, different types of televisions are better at different types of things than others. The input into your television, are you running a standard cable television signal right out of the wall, right into your TV? Or are you running it through a new digital box from one of your cable suppliers, or perhaps a high definition off of one of your cable suppliers or a satellite? There's different ways you hook it into your television so that you get the best signal possible. And not all channels are going to be working on those signals. So it's, you may watch one channel in one type of format and another channel in a different format, because again, one's going to look better than the other. You're going to sit at home and you're going to watch a movie one night. Are you going to watch it on a DVD? Are you going to watch it off a hard drive? Are you going to watch it off a Blu-ray DVD? Are you going to watch it off a VHS tape, a beta tape? Who knows what? There's a lot of different things you can watch it off of. And again, everyone's different. So we'll try and figure out how best to put all those components together and the signal to use to get it there. Is it one cable? Is it three cables? Is it two cables? Is it 100 cables? We'll get them all hooked up right. Other components that don't require a computer. Cell phones. I don't know a single person that doesn't have a cell phone these days, but I know maybe every person minus one that doesn't know how to use that cell phone properly. There's video on cell phones. There's day timers on cell phones. There's, what else? There's this little thing called Bluetooth. I was just talking with somebody the other day. Does anybody know what Bluetooth is? No, I don't have Bluetooth. We'll try and figure out what that does and how it can help make your life easier. Somebody over there knew what Bluetooth was. Thank you. Cameras. There's another interesting little thing. Everybody and their brother's got a digital camera these days. We're talking on a digital camera right now. A motion digital camera, but it's still a digital camera. There's a lot of different types out there. There's the single button, easy push and go type cameras that we've all been so familiar with throughout the years. There's a lot of good ones out there, and you can pay a lot for an easy one, or you can pay a little for an easy one. It's up to you, but we'll try and explain what the differences are between them. And if you want to move up with the big boys, you go to an SLR camera. It's still an SLR camera, but it's digital. Single lens reflex is what that stands for, and it's notably better pictures that you'll get with these cameras, but you're going to notably pay a lot more money for them. Once you get those pictures, what do you do with them? Do you just pop them in your computer and let them sit there and rot for the rest of your life? Or do you actually do something with them? Do you print them out? Do you save them as desktops or screensavers, or make little videos out of your individual pictures, or make slideshows that you can send your friends? We're going to try and go through all that. And we might have to use a computer for that one. I'm very sorry. What else have we got? We've got iPods. These are great little things. There's two worlds right now as far as the mini gadget world goes. There's the iPod, and then there's MP3 players. An iPod is an MP3 player, believe it or not. But it does a few more things than just a regular MP3 player. You can keep your calendar in here, you can keep your contacts in here. You can use this to take things from your lousy computer to somebody else's lousy computer. This becomes a storage device just for sharing information. Photos from your camera, put them in there. You don't need to keep them all in your camera. Show them to your friends on these things. There's different people that have different types of, MP3 players, iPods. We'll try and show you, again, not which one is better necessarily, but which one might be right for you. Sure, if you want to be in the in crowd, you want to be, something that everybody knows, get the iPod. But if you don't want to spend as much money for this type of thing, and maybe you don't need all the functionalities, there are other options available that are going to do the exact same thing. Don't believe the hype. This is not the be-all and end-all of the world. It's pretty darn good, but it's not the end of it. So come back every week and check us out. See what we're doing. We're not going to show you how to take this thing apart. If that's what you're looking for, there's tons of websites that'll show you how to pry it apart and get the battery out and replace it and all that. It's not that hard to do. I've done it myself. I want you to watch because you want to know what this thing can do for you. Not what it's doing for everybody else and not what it's going to do to save the world, but what it can do for you. This website is all about making your life better. It's all about helping you stay in tune with what's going on around you so you can make informed decisions. Do you spend the $600 on something like this, or do you spend $200 on something else that is going to do the exact same thing for you? I can't enforce that enough. There's too much technology in the world. There's too much tech talk that bogs people down and scares the bejesus out of them. They don't want to buy one of these because they're afraid of what it's going to do to them. Don't be afraid of technology. It can be your friend, and we just want to try and help you find that mutual friendship between technology and you. All right, so I'll look forward to seeing you next Thursday when I think, you know what, we'll talk about the iPod and we'll go into a little bit and then we'll start looking at other MP3 players and see what they do. So until next week, stay tuned and keep watching Soulcast Studios.